This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, November 20th, 2014. It's Revolution Day in Mexico, and it looks like it's going to be Revolution Day in America. Now, before I get any letters or calls, I know that they celebrated on, I think it's the third Monday in November, but it was the 1910 Mexican Revolution that they have celebrated until 2006 on November 20th. Is it a coincidence that this is the day that Obama is going to announce blanket amnesty? We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. He's got an article up right now on Infowars.com. He's going to be co-hosting today. Is Obama trying to cause civil unrest in America? Of course, we see what's happening in Ferguson. Everybody is on pins and needles awaiting a verdict there. We see record gun sales there. Most of the gun sales, we've now heard from a lot of the shops, are first-time gun owners. People are very concerned about what's going on there. We've seen, and we've covered this earlier in the week, that a police officer posted, "Get a gun to protect yourself. We can't do it." And, of course, we've seen that time and time again. We're also going to be talking to our Ferguson reporter, is going to be joining us later in the show, as well as Anthony Gucciardi, talking about health concerns, people that he's talked to, concerned that maybe we're not seeing everything that's going on with Ebola. We're also going to be talking to Arnold Abbott. Now, he is the 90-year-old man in Florida. You may remember a couple of weeks ago it began. He had been feeding homeless people in Fort Lauderdale for 23 years. They passed a new ordinance saying that he believed that was targeted directly at him, essentially saying that you can't feed people on the street where they live. You've got to go into a church building. You've got to have a sink. You've got to have all these different regulations. He believes that it was something that was done by the people, the rich people, the people in control of the government, who didn't want to see homeless people on the street. He refused on principle to back down, to change this. I think it's a great example of someone standing up to government when it exceeds its moral authority. And I am very anxious to talk to him. Of course, he's a World War II veteran. He's going to be joining us later in the show as well. Now, there's a lot of people, and we're going to be talking to Paul about this when we come back from break. A lot of people have a lot of concerns about what Obama is doing. And, of course, it's typically portrayed as the Republicans are very concerned about this, but the Democrats are solidly behind it. No, there are a lot of Democrats who understand that this is costing them the blue-collar vote amongst whites and blacks. The number of people that he is looking at in terms of giving amnesty, 5 million people, plus he's saying he's going to give work permits to about another million or so, that's all the jobs that have been added since 2009. Remember when we had the massive recession, depression in 2008? Every single job that's been added since then in terms of numbers, that would be the number of people that he'd be giving work permits to. Do we have the kind of economy that can absorb that? And, of course, Obama himself, back in 2006, in his own autobiography, or perhaps it was ghostwritten, but we have him reading his probably ghostwritten autobiography, bringing up these exact same points of how it's going to hurt people who have traditionally been the Democrat base. Many Democrat politicians understand how it's hurt them as they're now out of office. So it's not exactly that the Democrats are necessarily 100% behind him. Certainly the leadership is. And the leadership of the Republican Party is solidly behind this, regardless of what they tell you. Because they're doing this for big business. They're doing it for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who wants this to happen. They want to deliver for their corporate masters. If they didn't, they could do something to stop it. What did they do when they came back from their massive victory in the Republican House after the elections? First thing they did was pass the Keystone Pipeline Bill for the 9th time, 9 times. They know it's not going to go anywhere, but they'll do it for their corporate masters. They won't make a point about Obama breaking the law and acting like an emperor, but they'll do it for the Keystone Pipeline because that's what their corporate masters want. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
At the top of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, November 20th. I'm David Knight and going to be your host today. I'm being joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Paul, how you doing?
Good to be here, David.
Now, we have this article that you put up today. Is Obama trying to cause civil unrest in America? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now with the amnesty plans that are going to be announced tonight as part of the Univision coverage, I guess, of the Latin Grammys. They've got it perfectly situated so that the English news channels are not going to be covering it, but of course the Latin channels are going to be covering it. I'm wondering if, have you heard, is it going to be in English? Will it even have English subtitles maybe? I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's the point, David. There's a new headline out, actually, just in the last hour. Obama doesn't bother to solicit English-speaking networks for coverage. So this is basically, apart from the, you know, the broadcast channels that have chosen to pick this up, it's going to be on Univision. It's going to be at the Latin Grammys. And basically all these immigrant groups are planning parties around it. So this is specifically directed at the immigrants. It's not directed to the American people, which this will affect. And as he said, I put the article out this morning, the sentiments of which were echoed by Phyllis Schlafly, who's been a guest on this program before. She said Obama could launch another civil war by announcing this amnesty. My headline was, is Obama trying to cause civil unrest in America? And basically, I question the timing. You know, we've got National Guard, police, FBI across the country warning that this Officer Darren Wilson verdict, which is set to come down probably tomorrow, could cause rioting, looting, and unrest. They're buying riot gear to prepare for it. And this could come down tomorrow. Obama has chosen to announce this amnesty plan, which Senator Tom Coburn says could cause the country to, quote, go nuts, could cause anarchy and violence. He's chosen to announce it at the exact same time when the FBI, when police departments across the country are also warning and preparing for violence in relation to the outcome of the Michael Brown shooting. So the timing is absolutely senseless, David. I mean, couldn't they have waited at least a few days to announce this?
Well, you know, yeah, but
is Obama
deliberately
trying to polarize the country with coinciding this announcement with the Wilson verdict?
You got to understand, though, Paul, this is perfect timing for them because today is Revolution Day in Mexico. November 10th, 1910 was when the Mexican Revolution started, and they've celebrated on November the 20th up until 2006, and they moved it to the third Monday. But this is Revolution Day. This is when he's appealing to his audience. I would imagine that's probably why they have the Latin Grammys on this particular day. But nevertheless, this is his audience that he is pandering to. This is the group that he believes he's going to establish a permanent Democrat majority with, that he's going to use to fundamentally transform the country. But, you know, Paul, we talk about these executive orders on immigration, but there's other executive orders as well coming down the road. The Obama administration openly talked about how they were going to move ahead with, quote unquote, climate change regulation, and there wasn't anything that the Republicans could do about it. They said that right after the election. So we don't care if you've got majorities. We're going to move ahead with our own agenda. And, of course, that agenda is shutting down all of our energy resources, just as they've shifted our jobs abroad. They want to shut down the energy resources as well. And the excuse that they're using, of course, is global warming. Before we get back to immigration, I want people to look at this video that's coming out of Buffalo. They're bracing for snow there. And even for Buffalo, this is an amazing amount of snow. Let's go to that video.
Buffalo's deadly monster storm isn't done yet. The lake effect storm hammered southern parts of the city Tuesday, dumping nearly 6 feet. The region now bracing for round two, expected to bring another 2 to 3 feet of snow by Friday. An entire year's worth of snow in just days.
This snowfall may break all sorts of records.
The city in a state of emergency and residents struggling to dig out from under walls of snow.
It's too much. It's just really a lot of snow here, and it's hard to, we're closed in here. It's not an open area where you can just fling the snow anywhere.
Trapped inside his West Seneca home, James Grimaldi used an aerial drone to escape his snow-covered garage, capturing this video of the avalanche of snow left behind.
Wow.
Driving bans still in effect as major roadways throughout the area remain at a standstill after stranded drivers were forced to abandon their snow-buried cars and trucks. Officials say it could be days before the highways are cleared and are warning residents to be careful.
Stay home. If you do have to go out, please exercise caution.
In the hardest hit areas where snow is too deep for plows, crews have had to bring in front-end loaders and dump trucks to haul the snow out. The National Guard out in full force to help clear the streets, while EMS and firefighters are depending on volunteers with snowmobiles or venturing out on foot to rescue those stranded and in need. The storm now claiming 7 lives, some from cardiac arrest shoveling, others simply trapped in the cold.
That's an amazing story. And they're expecting another 20 to 30 more inches of snow, they said, today during a 10-hour window. But it's not just Buffalo. Buffalo has this kind of weather. I mean, but still, 20 to 30 inches, that's an amazing amount of snow anywhere. But Buffalo does get a lot of snow, but it's not just Buffalo. They say that 50% of the U.S. has snow on the ground as of Tuesday, according to the National Weather Service. All 50 states have registered temperatures below freezing Tuesday morning, even traditionally warm ones. It's been very cold here in Austin, Texas as well, Paul. I know you were just here not too long ago. But they had the Meteorological Society, the American Meteorological Society, meet here in Austin. I think it was in 2013. Or maybe it was earlier this year. Anyway, it was in the spring. And the guys who are the weathermen have pretty accurate models, and that's really what they were doing. It was kind of a trade and science meeting where they were exchanging information back and forth about their models. They could immediately see whether or not they were true. They could test that. But the people who are predicting long-term climate change have been predicting it based on a rise in CO2. And even though we've seen the rise in CO2, we've seen global temperatures dropping. Their models don't work. Even in the short term, they don't work. But it makes it very difficult, Paul, to look at these models when they're predicting things that are decades out, because it's difficult for you to you basically can't disprove their models. And they say, we don't have to prove it because we are arguing from a position of authority. We're a professor. We're a climate scientist. So you just should listen to us and do what we say.
Yeah, and then the models that they did predict back in the 70s, a lot of these people who were linked to advisors in the White House like John P. Holdren and Paul Ehrlich, who co-authored EcoScience, you know, they were saying a new ice age back in the 70s. They were proven spectacularly wrong time and time again. What we do know, as you mentioned, is that since the past around 18 and a half years ago, there's been no measurable global warming whatsoever. Now, you will get a story like it's the hottest October ever in the world, which some scientific bodies are claiming. They cite that as evidence of global warming when it's no more than evidence of weather. Mm-hmm. But then when you forward something like, look at this record snow, November looks like being one of the coldest months ever, certainly in the United States. And they say, well, that's just the weather. That's not indicative of long-term climate models. So either way, you can't win with those people. But when you do go back two decades, there's no noticeable change in global warming. So they cherry pick the evidence they want to believe. It's confirmation bias that backs up their fear mongering, their hysteria about climate change. While Al Gore buys, you know, oceanside mansions and uses God knows how many multiples the amount of electricity as the average American. So they're complete hypocrites, and they've been proven spectacularly wrong time and time again.
Yeah, when we were there, even though the long-term climate data over about a 17-year period was showing a global decline in temperatures, they were trumpeting the fact that in the United States it had been an increase in the last year. So you can pick where you measure the temperature. You can pick the time frame that you measure the temperature to try to cherry-pick those data. But I think that the real data shows that there isn't any correlation, and they believe that too. There was a George Soros organization that was there, the only political organization I saw, and they were lobbying very hard for the weathermen to get on board with climate change, saying you can shape opinion. And isn't it astounding that most weathermen don't believe in global warming? But I also want to talk about this agreement that they made. And this is what it's going to look like with Obama's mandates and dictates in this area, shutting down the coal industry, shutting down energy. Now, when he made this agreement with China, here's what the agreement looks like. We have to reduce, the United States has to reduce our energy usage by 25% over the next 11 years. But China is free to grow their energy usage for the next 16 years before they cap it. You understand? We have to decline where we are in 11 years. They will be able to grow, and wherever they are in 16 years, they'll be able to cap it. Now, if it's global warming, shouldn't we be concerned about new, possibly very dirty Chinese power plants that are being opened in that interim? See, they're not concerned about the global warming aspect of it. They just want to shut down our energy. And Paul, that gets us back to this immigration thing. This is really a Cloward and Piven strategy. This is not only bringing in a different demographic group and giving them the jobs, but it's also something that is going to swell the welfare rolls. It's going to swell the medical expenses here. It is a Cloward and Piven strategy. This is something that social scientists talked about centuries ago. De Tocqueville talked about it. It's sometimes attributed to another fellow. But basically, you know, we've all heard it, that democracy will only exist until people realize that they can vote themselves money out of the treasury, at which point it will collapse. Cloward and Piven kind of formalized that and said, let's help that collapse along. Let's build an unsupportable welfare state very quickly so that we can then collapse it. That's what I believe is really behind this.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, Bill Clinton said, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, when he was referring to gun control. Initially, these immigrants aren't going to get some of the benefits. They're not going to be covered by Obamacare. But once they get that work permit or that resident status, then that's the next stage. It's a stepping stone process. And it's not just Republicans that are saying that this is unconstitutional, that it's
hang on, Paul, we've got to come up to a break. We're going to be right back. Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We're also going to be talking to the 90-year-old man who went to jail for feeding the homeless in Florida. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Live in the studio, I have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from London. It is Thursday, November 20th, Revolution Day for Mexico, the day their revolution began, and presumably the day that Obama wants to begin the revolution in America. He promised to fundamentally transform this country. Looks like he's going to do it. We were talking, Paul and I were just talking about his announced intention to do whatever he wishes on climate change, saying that even Republican majorities in Congress aren't going to stop him. And of course, today is the day that he's going to announce what he's going to do with 5 million illegal immigrants, at least. Perhaps many more will be joining those ranks. And I was just talking to Paul. We had just begun talking about executive orders on immigration. Go ahead, Paul. We had to go to a commercial break.
Yeah, I was just making the point that a lot of this opposition, you know, for example, Ted Cruz calling Obama a monarch for utilizing these executive orders unconstitutionally, a lot of it's come from Republicans. But if you actually look at what Obama said himself last year, I mean, listen to this. Obama noted that granting a unilateral amnesty for adults residing in our country illegally was, quote, not an option because it would amount to, quote, ignoring the law. And on the flip side, in 2011, Obama said there are laws on the books that Congress has passed, and therefore it would not be permissible for the president to, quote, suspend deportations through executive order. So on two separate occasions, Obama admitted that enacting immigration policy through executive order was, quote, ignoring the law, was unconstitutional, and was illegal. So by his own admission, with this executive order set to come down tomorrow, Obama is completely violating the law. So it's not just Republicans that are accusing him of this. In his own words, he said that that would be the case as recently as last year. And now that's exactly what he's doing.
He's very well aware of that. He knows that he's betraying his base. And this is something, I think this is really, Paul, crossing the Rubicon. You know, it was, it's not just a political aspect. It's also a legal constitutional aspect. It has economic aspects. It has social aspects. He wants to fundamentally transform this country. And one of those ways is to say that, hey, I waited 6 months. I waited a year. I didn't get what I wanted out of the democratic process, out of the constitutional process. So I'm just going to put out an edict. I'm going to do whatever I wish because I'm tired of waiting. I'm frustrated because I'm not getting the results I want. Essentially, he is acting as a dictator over and over again. And we're going to see this followed up with a shutdown of our energy resources as well when he starts on these climate change mandates. It isn't going to stop here. He's establishing a precedent, and the GOP is not doing anything to stop him. All they're doing up to this point is they're just saying that they're going to sue him in court. That's not the rightful remedy. The rightful remedy is for them to pass laws or to impeach this guy.
Well, that would be the rightful course, because we've got to remember that Obama's rap sheet for impeachment is as long as my arm. I mean, you know, Benghazi, you know, aiding terrorists in Syria, fast and furious, undermining the authority of Congress with regards to the attack on Libya. He's already up for all these different charges under impeachment. Now this, but the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, aren't going to impeach Obama because they know that that would expend all their political capital. And they fear that Hillary Clinton will then seize on that and use that as a launch pad to become president in 2016. But as he said, that's the only way that a precedent could be set, that a president cannot continually violate the Constitution, issue executive orders, throw a tantrum when he doesn't get his way, act like an authoritarian dictator in ramming through this amnesty. And it's not going to stop at 4 or 5 million. You know, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services last month issued a solicitation for 34 million blank green cards.
Yeah.
34 million.
Yeah.
So this is not going to stop at 4 or 5 million. And eventually they're going to get the welfare. They're going to get the benefits. They're going to be covered under Obamacare. And eventually it's going to be everyone sending the message that if you can get there illegally, you can become a citizen, which opens up the floodgates to all kind of social, economic horrors down the line.
It's not just that you're losing your job if you are a white and black blue-collar worker or even professionals. They are going to put people on the welfare roll as well as putting people on the job rolls. That's a huge part of this. But, you know, Paul, when I look at the excuses that we hear from the GOP, of course, they're saying, we can't pass this. because it won't get any farther than the house. And yet, they have passed the Keystone Pipeline 9 times. They've passed it, knowing that it isn't going to get through the Senate, knowing that it would get a veto on Obama's desk, and yet they find a way to do that. They need to stand up and do the right thing and take the consequences, take it to the metal. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in Austin, joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Now, this hour of the Alex Jones Show, I want to tell you, is brought to you by Silver Bullet. This is something that we've been out of for a while, but now we've got it back in supply. It's very difficult to get it in, and the kind of concentrations that we make it in, it's very dangerous and difficult to create. It could run out pretty soon. It's going to take another 6 weeks to get it in, so get some right now while we've got it. Why it's difficult is because we make it in this high concentration, 30 parts per million. That's pretty unusual. InfoWarsLife.com takes colloidal silver to the next level. We use a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial alternatives. We have a production method that uses ultra-high-voltage electrical process that generates minute-sized particles and ensures the stability of these particles. There's never been a more important time to have a powerful and clean form of colloidal silver, because right now we're coming up to cold and flu and virus season. It is one of historically the best antibiotics that you can find, a natural antibiotic. It's something that is vital for your health. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com, Silver Bullet, or you can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Again, we've got it back in stock right now. It's just a limited supply. Paul, we were talking just before the break about Obama acting like a dictator, acting like an emperor. And, of course, he's doing it on Revolution Day in Mexico. That was a day they actually overthrew their emperor. I guess he's kind of taking it in the opposite way. He's trying to overthrow our social, economic, legal system so that he can essentially become an emperor. But it's not something that they run from. I want to play this clip from CNN and get your comments on it. This is Obama saying that being called, actually his spokesperson saying that being called an emperor is a criticism that the president wears with a badge of honor. Here's that clip.
Speaker Boehner has just put out a statement saying that if he does go ahead with executive action, he will have cemented his governing with lawlessness. However, others have said that it isn't necessary for the president to take this action, maybe to push Congress to go ahead and approve some type of immigration reform. Is that the purpose of him, part of it, of taking this step and taking action and trying to protect or fix what he says is wrong with the immigration system?
I'll say a couple things about the quote. I happen to see that, too. I mean, the thing that there are a couple things that stuck out to me. The first is, you know, again, we'll have an ample opportunity to discuss the legal basis for the president's executive actions once he's announced them. You know, we've heard this kind of rhetoric about lawlessness from House Republicans for some time. I know that their most recent statement referred to Emperor Obama. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, the president is somebody who is willing to examine the law, review the law, and use every element of that law to make progress for the American people. And that is, and if that is something that Republicans are critical of, then that's, you know, maybe a criticism that the president wears with a badge of honor, I think.
So what do you say to that, Paul?
Well, I mean, Obama himself said, again, about a year ago, I'm not a king, I'm the head of the executive branch of government, I'm required to follow the law. Now, the tact has changed somewhat. And again, the press secretary there says, you know, fix it for the benefit of the American people. A clear majority of Americans oppose this amnesty plan. Even almost half of Latinos oppose it. In fact, there was an NBC poll which came out just yesterday, and they had to try and discredit their own poll by saying it wasn't a large enough sample size, because almost half of Latinos they asked actually opposed Obama's executive agenda on amnesty. So he's not acting in the best interest of the American people by any stretch of the imagination. He was fundamentally rejected by them in the recent midterm election. And then, as you mentioned before, there's the social aspect. You know, all these sheriffs have come out over the past 24 hours and said that this is going to be a green light, a welcoming beacon for criminals to flood into the United States, because obviously a lot of the illegal immigrants have a large criminal element along them, amongst them. And this is going to start to gradually tear apart the fabric of American society as it has in Europe. And I can speak on the subject from that perspective living here. Mm-hmm. And even David Cameron and Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, have acknowledged that state-imposed multiculturalism through mass uncontrolled immigration, which is what many European countries have overseen, doesn't work. It's a complete failure, because a lot of these immigrants don't wish to assimilate. They have their own culture, which they want to reinforce, and it's often hostile to the native culture. So that's not right-wing political groups that have said that multiculturalism doesn't work. In Europe, heads of state have acknowledged that it hasn't worked. And it's led to social disparity. It's led to riots in places like Sweden, in Stockholm, France, in Paris, and the UK, of course, back in 2011. And I mean, if you look at Sweden, which has completely thrown its doors wide open to illegal immigration, Now they have a situation where Swedish paramedics need body armor to enter Muslim areas of Sweden because these gangs, these Muslim gangs, have taken over 55 areas in Sweden, these major metropolitan areas, which are now being designated as no-go zones. The government is now even debating whether to cut off services to these zones, because whenever the police go in there for any reason whatsoever, they're attacked with machetes and other weapons. And it's a massive, massive problem. Sweden has the highest rape rate in Europe, has the second highest in the world, double the number of rapes compared to America. And a lot of them are being carried out by these Muslim rape gangs, which people are scared to talk about in Sweden because it's such a, you know, a liberal utopia, that in the first 7 months of 2013, over 1,000 Swedish women reported being raped by these Muslim gangs in the city of Stockholm alone. Also, wow. 300 of those cases were girls under the age of 15.
Well, we've seen a huge increase in crime here. John Bound did a report on it in North Carolina. They had somebody who was tracking it, and of course, they don't like to report that the crime was committed by somebody who is an illegal alien. But they went back and they were able to look closely at the records. They found hundreds of cases, as you point out, of sexual assault, many of them on underage girls at the time. This is something that they're working very hard to cover up. And Paul, this is something that's very different in the American experience. I mean, many of us have friends and relatives who came over in the Ellis Island experiment. We always talk about the American melting pot. Those people who came over in those waves of immigration were coming to America because they believed in what America stood for. It wasn't merely an escape valve. It wasn't merely for economic purposes, but they really bought into the vision, the culture, the legal situation here in the U.S. They wanted to be a part of it. That's why we called it a melting pot. Today, as somebody has pointed out, it's really more of a tossed salad. The groups come in very large numbers. They remain distinct. They remain separate. They wish to keep their culture separate. But it's even more than that. There's kind of a cultural imperialism, a resentment of America, as we see from these groups like La Raza. They seek to establish their own independent state, their own independent culture and legal system. We've seen that with the Muslims as well in Europe. Obama himself understood this. Listen to this quote. This is we reported on this earlier this week, the flashback with the quotes out of Obama's book in 2006 that he had somebody ghostwrite for him, and he was reading it in the audio tape. He said, "Native-born Americans suspect that it is they and not the immigrant who are being forced to adapt to social changes caused by migration." That's Obama saying that. And then he goes on to say, "If I'm honest with myself, I must admit that I'm not entirely immune to such nativist sentiments. When I see Mexican flags waved at pro-immigration demonstrations, I sometimes feel a flush of patriotic resentment. When I'm forced to use a translator to communicate with a guy fixing my car, I feel a certain frustration." He's speaking to what people understand, and that is there is no desire to assimilate, to be a part of this legal system. They want to come here and change it, and that's why Obama is bringing them here. Even though he said this, he wants to use them as a tool of social change, as a tool of disruption. What do you think about that, Paul? Are you there? Did we lose you?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, that point is exemplified perfectly if you read Dinesh D'Souza's America, Imagine a World Without Her. Mm-hmm. As he said, the original wave of immigrants, they wanted to come over. They were escaping despotic regimes in many cases. They wanted to work hard. They wanted to build businesses. Now it's a completely different equation. These people, just as happened in Europe over the past several decades, they're coming across to get welfare. They're coming across to be exploited, to be used as a voting bloc for the Democratic Party. There are a ton of hard-working Mexicans now living in America that have built businesses, that have invested themselves in the American dream, that have achieved the American dream to a great extent, which is why, as I said earlier, nearly half of Latinos oppose Obama's executive amnesty, because they can differentiate between genuine, skilled, hard-working immigrants that want to contribute to the society, that want to assimilate, not ones that are an invasive force, the Reconquista, the Aztlan types, that want to come in and reinforce their own culture and then be hostile to the native culture that's already there, whether that be white Americans, black Americans, Mexican Americans, whoever, people who are already invested in the system, who have built businesses. So it's not an issue of race. It never has been. It's an issue of economics, the social fabric of the country. And Obama knows that, even though he admitted in his book, like he said, you know, even I'm uncomfortable with the guy fixing my car can't speak English. So even he acknowledged it. Now he appears to have completely thrown any of those concerns out the window and is acting, as Ted Cruz said, like a monarch.
Yeah, let's play a quote from that book. Let's play that first quote, guys, here about the effect on blue-collar workers, because I think this speaks to exactly the sort of thing that you were just talking about, Paul. It's whites, it's blacks, it's Mexicans who have come here legally and immigrated who are now working in perhaps many cases blue-collar jobs. They're the ones who are going to be displaced in many cases by the number of people coming in. It's going to put pressure on the economic sector where they work. Let's listen to what he had to say. This is Obama in 2006.
There's no denying that many blacks share the same anxieties as many whites about the wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border.
There you go. Yeah, he says a sense that what's happening is fundamentally different than what's gone on before. But again, it's not just whites and blacks, as you pointed out, Paul. This is something that affects everybody who is here legally. There's a article that's up on InfoWars.com today. Obama's amnesty will add as many foreign workers as new jobs since 2009. Obama's unilateral amnesty will quickly add as many foreign workers to the nation's legal labor force as the total number created since 2009. It will also create a new inflow of foreign college graduates for prestigious salaries and jobs, according to press reports. And they point out that he has already provided or promised almost a million extra work permits to foreigners, while this economy has added only 6 million jobs since 2009. So there you go. That wipes out all the gains, whether you're white, black, or Hispanic. That wipes out all the gains. But he is also, and we see this in Ferguson. This is a big part of what's going on in Ferguson. Ferguson has, in many cases, a police problem, just as we have seen across this country. In many cases, that police problem is stemming from rules of engagement that are coming out of Washington. And in response to that, however, instead of addressing those, what they do is they pit one ethnic group against another. And that's what we're seeing happening in Ferguson as well. They use this to pit one ethnic group against the other so they can divide and conquer the population.
Yeah, and I mean, with the jobs issue, it goes back even further. It goes back to the year 2000. Now, there are less Native Americans with jobs now in 2014 than there were in 2000, yet there are 5.7 million immigrants with jobs. All the employment growth, not since 2009, but way back 2000, 14 years ago, have gone to immigrants, despite the fact that population growth in the United States, two-thirds of that is Native-born Americans. So it's not the fact that they've just overwhelmed the numbers. It's the fact that most of those jobs have gone to immigrants because, of course, they're more inclined to accept a lower wage. That benefits big business, which the Republicans as well as the Democrats are in league with.
Yes.
So that goes back even further than is being reported today.
I think that big business aspect is a huge part of why nothing is really being done by the GOP, because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Walmarts, the big corporations, they very badly want the cheapest labor they can find. They want to flood the market with labor because that's going to drive down the price of labor. You know, Bernie Sanders, who is he calls himself an independent, he calls himself a socialist, he always caucuses with the Democrats. He's saying that he's thinking about running for the White House. So, of course, he wants to distance himself from this very, very unpopular policy with Democrats, as we just saw in the last election. He says that the Democrat Party, that working class white voters have abandoned Democrats in large numbers. He said the party has not made it clear that they're prepared to stand with the working class people of this country and take on the big money interests. And that's precisely the point. That's what these the GOP leadership like Boehner are doing. They're sucking up to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, just as they did with the Keystone Pipeline. Whether or not you agree with the Keystone Pipeline, I think it's probably on balance. I would support it. Nevertheless, they have gone to bat for that 9 times, having a vote that they know that isn't going to go anywhere. They do that to show their loyalty to their corporate masters. That is the only thing the Republicans have done since they've come back. It's the first thing they've done since they come back is pass that. And, of course, it was pronounced dead on arrival in the still democratically controlled Senate. Nevertheless, they will do that, but they won't pass any legislation to stop Obama's amnesty. They won't pass any regulation to really do something about immigration at the borders, and they're not going to do anything to try to impeach Obama.
Well, I mean, there's a definite split, isn't there? I mean, the likes of Michelle Bachmann, she's on her way out. It's only really the likes of Ted Cruz that are even mentioning impeachment. The rest of the establishment Republicans distanced themselves from that almost immediately after the midterm. So we know that when push comes to shove, they will side with the Democrats arm in arm. You know, they're both on the same side of the same establishment. So they're not going to push for genuine change. They're not going to genuinely oppose Obama. And they're going to forgive him for all his transgressions once he's out of office, just as Obama did for Bush.
Yeah, let's play a little bit of what Ted Cruz said on Fox News. You're talking about how he's pushing back against it. Let's play that, guys.
We are unfortunately witnessing a constitutional crisis. What President Obama is doing is he is defying the law, he's defying the Constitution. You know, the president quite rightly said just a few weeks ago, his policies were on the ballot all over the country. This last election was a referendum on amnesty. And the American people overwhelmingly rose up and said, no, we don't want lawless amnesty. And I'm sorry to say President Obama's reaction is defiant and it is angry with the American people. And if the president goes forward with this, if he goes forward unilaterally defying the Congress elected by the people, defying the American voters, then it's incumbent on Republicans in Congress to use every single constitutional tool we have to defend the rule of law, to rein in a president so that the president does not become an unaccountable monarch imposing his own policies in defiance of the American people. This is a moment of testing.
Yeah, so we're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us. That was Ted Cruz.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes and surroundings. Without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Natural and man-made nuclear radiation can find its way into our living environment. And Maser Instruments are your best line of defense. Unlike lower-cost products, Maser Instruments detects all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays. Most products require you manually turn them on for each use. But Maser Instruments are different. They're designed to be always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Maser Instruments are laboratory grade, EMP resistant, and powered by common 9-volt batteries. Get the details at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping 3 bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
All the leaves are brown.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and we're joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Now, just as we were going out, we were talking about, we played a clip of Ted Cruz essentially saying that what Obama is doing with this unilateral amnesty is essentially in defiance of the American people and what they just said at the polls. But earlier we played a clip from Press Secretary Josh Earnest, and he said, you know, a lot of people have called Obama an emperor, but he's just trying to do progress for the American people. Now, when you're giving blanket amnesty and opening the borders to everyone to come into this country, to foreigners to come into this country, to swamp this country with a massive amount of people, that is not for the American people. He's ignoring what the American people said. He's doing it for people who are not citizens of this country, trying to change the demographics of this country into something that will favor him. But that hasn't worked so far, and there are politicians like Bernie Sanders, even the socialist, who looks to be running for Democrat in the next election. It looks like he's going to announce for that. And he was saying that the working class people, blue-collar people, realize that the Democrats have betrayed them on this issue, and they're the ones who are going to suffer the most. Paul?
Well, exactly. As we were saying before the break, this is going to harm legal immigrants that have already got into the country off their own back, off their own hard work. They've gone through the administrative procedure. And now those who are trying to immigrate legally are going to be pushed right to the back of the line.
Yes.
Because of this new move by Obama to legalize these 4 to 5 million illegal immigrants. So the people who have gone through that sweat and toil to legally immigrate to the country, they're going to be punished just as much as the ones legally waiting to immigrate are going to be punished, as are the American people, the native population. So this is going to harm everybody.
Yeah, I think it really does underscore the fact that this is something that is not being done for the American people. And, of course, if he really cared what the American people wanted, he would listen to their elected representatives or look at the recent election. But, of course, Obama is now a lame duck president. He's not going to be running for anything anymore. So this is where the teeth are really going to come out. This is where we're first going to see this executive order. Then we're going to see executive orders that are going to have tremendous impact on our lifestyle, on our standard of living, when he shuts down our energy in the name of climate change. But I think it underscores to me the fact that this is something that is being done against the American people and in favor of people who are foreigners. The fact that he's putting this on this announcement that's going to be made tonight, where he's going to lay out his plans, of course, it's going to only be carried by the Latin-speaking channels, the English-speaking channels, the major networks. None of them are going to cover it tonight, Paul.
Well, exactly. Longer term, what this is going to do is the Democrats are basically going to whip up this fervor, this fight between themselves and the Republicans. They're going to shut down the government again, in all likelihood. That will then be blamed on the intransigent Republicans. Hillary Clinton will then blame all these problems on the Republicans because, of course, they've got control of the House and Senate now. That will give her at least some credence, some platform to build on going into 2016, because at the moment she's got absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There are articles just recently about how she's backed by big business and Wall Street. You know, if you think Obama was bad, wait until you see Hillary Clinton. But she's going to use this as a platform to spring her 2016 campaign into action by blaming the government shutdown, which is likely to emerge out of this fight, on the Republicans on this immigration issue.
Stay right there, Paul. Paul is going to be with us for the entire show. We're going to be joined in the next segment with Anthony Gucciardi. Our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, are going to be joining us to report on what's going on in Ferguson. And we have later in the program the 90-year-old man who went to jail because he was feeding the homeless in Florida. That should be an excellent interview. Paul's going to be with us the entire show. We'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.